All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Get back to fucking work. It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Don't be on social media too much. Cut out all the fucking noise. Get back to the fucking mental lab.
The ones who grind, get it. Period. You can't be sitting here every day being piss poor expecting to be successful. That's not how it works. Every single day is clockwork. Grind.
The fish just don't jump in the boat. You better go out there and do it yourself. You know, don't wait around and wait for someone to hand deliver something. Go make it happen. You know, the fish don't just jump in the boat. If you want to go catch them, go catch them. You know, throw that line in the water and go do some work. And if it doesn't work that day, do it again the next day.
You can't want something but not put in the work. You know, and it doesn't matter what you're doing in life, no matter what it is. It could be a professional athlete or it could be an artist. It could be the president of the United States. But you got to put the work in.
Any person, any human realizes that if you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it. And if you don't work hard for something, you're not going to get an outcome that's really worth much.
Here's the big challenge of life. You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. And of course, the other side of the coin reads, unless you change how you are, you'll always have what you got.
There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen.
What would have had to have happened in a week for you to look back on that week with pride? Maybe stop breaking promises to yourself. When you say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 7 a.m. and when the option comes to hit the snooze button, don't do it. There's one win that you've got for the day. That's action.
It's the moments in life, the decisions you make on a moment-to-moment basis that add up to be the guy or not the guy. If you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse for not proceeding down that path.
It's 1 a.m. I'm going for my third workout. Do I want to go to the gym? Absolutely not. I'd rather lay in my house and sit in the movie theater and watch movies. But, you know, to be the best, you got to work overtime. To be the best, you got to work overtime.
You see, it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's not a car or a person in sight. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the f*** after it every daggone day.
I'm going to break these boys. Why? Because where they come from, they couldn't get up at 3 o'clock in the morning if they wanted to. They smothered at me. They come from privilege. They got the language. They got the code. They got the rules. They grew up in it. But they will not get up earlier than me. They will not put out more content than me. Beast mode. 1, 2, 3. Beast mode. 1, 2, 3. Beast mode. 1, 2, 3. Beast mode. I beast mode my way to number one.
I ain't gonna lie, Dad's gonna have to get to the point where you can wake up and just say, I'm the one. I'm the one that's gonna break bondage. I'm the one that's gonna create generational wealth. Bro, plenty of people are depending on you, bro, and you're folding. The weight is on your shoulders, bro. You have a task at hand every day that you're not getting done. People need you, dog. If you to sit here and be piss poor every day, knowing that you're the only person who can make this right, but you're also the only person who can f*** this up.
All it is showing up every day, doing the shit you know you're supposed to do, going to bed and repeating that as long as it takes, and making sure that no distractions, no bullshit, No people, nothing gets in your fucking way.
I'm not allowing myself to become civilized. The worst thing that can happen to a man is become civilized. You lose that fucking fight. You lose that, why the fuck am I doing this? I'm good. You ain't good, man. You ain't never fucking arrived. And that's just my mentality. You may have more, but you never fucking arrived. You want to be uncommon amongst uncommon people.
It is so easy to beat people today. They are so soft. They have no work ethic. No one can stick with anything. Everyone's distracted. They're on social media. They're counting their fucking notifications because they can't stick with shit.
You know, you got these people that don't want to go to work. They want to stay home. Stay home, man. Stay home and do your thing. Good luck to you. I wish you all the luck in the world. There's going to be a small group of hungry savages out there that are going to run every one of you over. If you are willing to go out there and grind and work hard, everything out there is for the take.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. And that used to hurt me growing up. Now I thrive in it. That's the only place to be.
Like, I'm literally like, all right, I will party later. I work hard now, so the second half of my life, I can do whatever the I want. I always felt like if other cats was out partying and I was home studying, I would have an edge.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If cats was out here doing this and that, being hung over the night before, I would have an edge if I wasn't. I'm not going to trick off my early years for partying and then worry about struggling, how I'm going to make it, how I'm going to take care of my family, how I'm going to take care of everybody else. I'm going to grind it out now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to set up the foundation so I can enjoy myself later.
I'm astounded by how many people want to be spectacular in life but also want to be normal. By being normal, you are, by definition, aiming for average. Normal people get normal results. Exceptional people get exceptional results.
You have to have the attitude of a f***ing warrior to become successful. It is not easy. It is not for everybody. It takes more than what everybody else is trying to give, which is why nobody else has it. But if you can teach yourself to be disciplined and you can teach yourself to not quit, you cannot lose as long as you keep going. You will get where you want to go.
Some of the biggest reinforcers I've had in my life has been future casting the story that I would tell about the shitty period that I was in. I think having a larger narrative of where you're ultimately going, it allows the dragons that you have to slay along the way, the hard things that you have to overcome, to feed into the larger narrative of who, of the story that you'll someday tell.
I don't care who you are, how much money you have, what you have going on. When you get out of bed every day, life is standing right there to punch you in the mouth. And, you know, you have to overcome all these different struggles in life every day.
Right.
I actually love when adversity is thrown at me and I have to deal with this stuff.
Largely, everyone needs to go through the same challenges that you're going through. Every single difficult thing that you do is kind of like a massive wall that you need to get over. And you go, wow, I'm so glad that I've got over that wall. And think about how many other people are going to fall at that wall.
Yeah, that's why my first question is, how bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you. But a lot of people, most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it.
If you have to ask how to get motivated to go to the gym, you don't need to be going to the gym. You don't want it enough. When you're sick and tired of looking and feeling like shit, I'll see you there. Because you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to be like, that. No amount of Rocky Balboa, certain movies are going to get you to that place. You're going to want to be in the gym.
I saw working out as a way for me to build calluses on my mind. I had a callus over the victim's mentality. I always equated training to mental toughening. People waking up early and doing all these things, and it looked horrible. And getting up early, I don't want to do that. I was like, wow, man, I got to start doing that. Not to get better, bigger, and stronger, but that is what's going to build me. That looks uncomfortable. And through that, I found myself.
Find something difficult to do. You need that. You're not built for comfort or pleasure. Like, if that comes along, good. But don't be thinking that's what your life is aimed at. That's contemptible. The adventure in your life will be found in responsibility.
You want that attitude to permeate the people that you're competing against. You want them to give in to their mind. You want them to say, oh, it's too hard, I can't do it. But you want to be the one that says, I'm going to do it anyway. I know I don't feel good today, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to prove to myself that even on days that it doesn't feel right, I push myself. The only way to gain confidence in yourself is to build something. It's not to wait for it to happen.
There's nobody that you look up to that became a successful, you know, inspiration to you without going through a lot of pain. When you think of the stories and the people that inspire you, the reason they inspire you is because what they went through to get where they are, not because of just where they are.
Last I looked, the person that finishes the race with their hand held isn't it about, you know, how big they are, how tough they are, their potential. It's their perseverance. Meaning it's not about the dog that's in the fight. It's the fight within the dog.
Right now in life, your family's looking for that one guy right now. You're looking for that one guy who's strong, who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you. These are the times right now for you to step up. Be that guy that can take anything.
Things are going to happen that you have no control over. And the only way that you can prepare yourself for unchosen suffering is with chosen suffering. You can elect to put yourself into a position to become a stronger alloy of whatever the metal is that you're made of. And by purposefully choosing difficult things, you will armor yourself against that situation. It's still going to suck. But think about how much more fragile you would be if you hadn't overcome all of this stuff.
You need to love pain. This is real. You need to love pain. However, mentally, physically, love it. You need to love it. If not, stay where you are.
Part of it, that noble mentality is, you know, fuck your tired body, fuck that unmotivated mind, and get out there and do it anyway. You know, you better fight yourself, because you're not only winning when things are going your way. You got to figure out how to win when things aren't going your way. You got to figure out when your body's fighting you, when your mind's fighting you, how do you still, you know, just say, fuck it, I'm gonna beat my mind today.
I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow. And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to try.
But I love what Inka Johnson say. He said a lot of these brothers, when it get difficult, they just go blow weed. They ain't got nothing invested. See, when you invest in something, and you hustle and you work for something, you got a different type of attachment to it. You're going to have a cold day in hell for somebody to try to take this from you. We live by this. We die by this. We don't surrender. We don't retreat. Every man must search his own soul.
That's how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That brings joy to my life right there. Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours, refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage.
You have the ability to make an incredible success story, but you're not making it because you're afraid of all these things that are going to happen no matter what happening. And that's making you freeze up. And bro, there's all these people that have all this potential to be successful, to contribute, to create, to build, that we don't even know what they were supposed to do on this earth because they were too afraid to go.
All right, they're hating on you, so what? They don't believe in you, so what? You gotta stop letting the outside know it stop you from your grind, bro, because they're the fans in your story. They're in the bleachers for the reason. You're in the game. You really out here in the field. When you gonna stop letting nobody tell you about you? You're the one. You gonna make it. You're the dog. You gotta stop being soft, bro. Have tunnel vision in everything that you do and block out all the noise.
You do not need them to believe in you. You do not need your friends to tell you you're great. All you have to do is go become great, and they will recognize. Nobody ever came to me and said, Andy, you have what it takes to become a successful entrepreneur. Actually, I got told I was an idiot. Actually, I got told I should get a real job. Actually, I got told that I wasn't capable of any of the things that I've done. I'm not trying to do them. I've done them.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everybody else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you. The path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. Rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else, and that's not where you want to be.
I did it alone. There was no trophy on the wall, on the mantle. That trophy's in my brain. No one helped me get there. No one paid my bills. No one did shit for me. No one ran those miles, lost that weight, went through it. I suffered on my own and developed this man who said, I don't care if you're fighting. I don't care if you don't understand me. I'm a warrior, period. There's a lot of guys who've been in a lot more combat than me. A warrior is not always that. A warrior is a motherfucker says, hey, I'm here again today. I'm here again tomorrow. I'm going to be here the next day. I'm 50 years old. I'm still getting after it. It's a person that puts no limit on what's possible.
We're built to walk uphill. And when you reach the pinnacle of the hill, you want to stop and appreciate the vision. But the next thing you want is a higher hill in the distance, because it's from the uphill climb that we derive our value. And I mean this technically. As you pursue that goal, you put yourself together and your life does get better and richer and more abundant. That's what you are. You're here to live, not to sleep.
Everything that you do counts. The biggest mistake that people make is they think that only what they want to count counts. When you go to bed early and get up early and you work, it all counts. But when you watch television, waste time, hang out, fool around, and so on, all of that counts as well.
We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are.
When I think about how hard I want to work, the interesting thing about that is that the only person who can judge you on your success is you, because you're the only one who knows how much left in the tank you really had. The best days of my life were ones when I had nothing left in the tank. And so then the goal becomes to empty the tank, not where I drive, but just to drive the car as hard as I possibly can.
Success and failure are generally slow processes, either slowly building things up or gradually tearing them down. You don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time. They take struggle. But also, things don't usually fall apart quickly either. A little setback over there, a little wearing down of discipline and will over time. And that's why I say you've got to pay attention.
If you're young, just don't listen to people who haven't done what they're telling you about. It's always important to consider the source. If they tell you don't live your dream, check very carefully and see what dream it looked like they were living. All those people that 10 years ago were saying get a good job, those jobs are bankrupt. All the people that say you got to put your money in the bank, baby, that bank folded. The only thing that you count on is your God and yourself. And only half of that's true.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey. And if you guys can understand that, then what you'll see happen is that you won't accomplish your dreams. Your dreams won't come true. Something greater will.
Just eliminate all external distractions and just focus on the process itself and enjoying it every single day. Chopping wood, carrying water. You know, greatness is not meant for a few chosen people. It's meant for those who persistently pursue their dreams every day and make that choice when they wake up. Just a mentality, really. Just know that the process itself is something I need to focus on rather than trying to appease anybody. And just gotta stay focused on that. Aspirations come from people that do amazing things, but they're really ordinary people just waking up every day doing it, doing the little things that other people aren't doing.
We've got to give everything we've got right now. Let's not plan, well, in the future I'll do it. Or let's not be sad about what didn't happen in the past. We're capable of doing anything we want, but we've got to do it. It ain't going to happen for us. We've got to quit playing like this is a game. You and I are capable of doing whatever we can see. If we can hold it in our head, we can hold it in our hand. Don't waste your life. Set your goals high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking what's right.
It's up to you. The ball's in your f***ing court. No more f***ing around. Grab your f***ing ball, get a f***ing notebook, and write down what the f*** you're going to do this year. It all starts f***ing today, all right? No more f***ing excuses. This is the year of the f***ing soldier. We're going in like f***ing Marines. You understand me?
The choice is yours. The choice is stay how you are, keep pointing the finger, keep blaming everybody, or you can say, I am done with this. Today is the day. Today is the day that I will look back 10 years from now and say, that was the day that everything changed. And because you took that responsibility and because you became that person that you know you're supposed to become, the world will become a better place.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.